Yo, episode 5, another Bronx Tale podcast. I'm Gil.
It's Ruben.
Rick Fury.
So, I just want to, real quick, we went to a subject last week, which is Mr. Potato Head, gender fluidity.
No, Potato Head. Correct yourself.
Oh my God. I really just, sorry. The 2021 Potato Head. I say that because this is now, right?
If I see a potato head, I'm going to just grab it and just throw it across the room, and it'll just going to be a potato.
Yeah.
Because everything's going
to
fall off.
So I just wanted to say that I personally equally hate everyone. I don't care what your gender preference is. I don't care if you're male, female, whatever you are. I hate everyone, and I hate them not because of that. I hate them because a lot of people lack common sense. So, yeah. Now, regarding the gender situation, whatever makes you happy, just do whatever makes you happy. But I just wish people were smarter. That's all.
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hate all y'all too. So, like everybody, I just hate y'all. I hate most people. I just hate the lack of common sense. Yo, we're starting with things I hate.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it.
Yo, whatever. We can end it.
We have started with it.
It's
yeah,
fine.
Just the lack of common sense with people is just one of those things, man. I get it. But shout out to Potato Head. You know what I mean? Both him or her, they, all that.
Them.
Them.
I hope he does well or she does well, whatever it is. It does well. But now that sounds weird. Now it's offensive saying it to a potato.
Listen, I'm confused. But whatever. This is the... another Bronx Tale podcast. What episode?
This is episode 5.
Damn,
son. Is it like a secret episode? Like we slipped this in a week right after?
No.
Sounds a little inappropriate.
Hey.
We slipped this in a week right after.
Yo, listen. We where'd you want to start? Because I know you got a lot of shit to say about it.
So
a lot of shit.
I want to read a text message I got from my mom.
Okay.
So, when you guys have, I probably told y'all about this, but I didn't get into the details. My mom, just for those that don't know me or my mom was born and raised in the Bronx. So this is what, this is what my mom texted me. Ma, by the way, I love you, but I don't understand you. I'm telling you now. All right.
She texts you back, all right?
Yo, you got to read it in her voice.
I don't think I could, but I'm going to just read this. She goes. She goes. Can you believe that paper got stuck my printer and I took apart but back took paper out? Why does she read like this? She's not from another country. Let me finish, though. It was my fault. Ran out paper. Try reuse back. I was damn. They gonna get mad at me. Trying to out front rope half iTunes. You can't touch the ribbon. So flip. It took apart. Got paper out. YouTube it.
She writing rhymes, yo.
Yo, it sounds
like rhymes, yo.
It's here from a nigga band.
Like, look. You read it.
Yo.
Read from.
That sounds crazy.
Nah, hold on. I need to read it to myself.
Read it. Can you believe? Read it out loud if you want.
Can you believe that paper got stuck my printer and I took apart but put back took paper out?
Yo, where are the periods and the commas, yo?
Ran out of paper, try to reuse back. I was
wait, maybe she was
they
going to
get mad at me.
When you do the voice thing, it fucks up the text.
I don't
because that
nah,
happens.
Bro. Nah, this is straight up. You was texting because she put you can't and then she put you like the letter U.
Oh, okay. So
if you're saying it, it will put the whole thing. Touch ribbon, so flip, took it apart, got paper out. YouTube.
So this is what happened with my mom.
You gotta be deciphering.
It sounds like she wrote it in Spanish and then used Google Translate.
This is what happened. It looks like she was printing a paper. The paper got stuck. She took the paper out. But then she's like, damn, I would get mad at her because she's forcing the paper out of the printer.
Mm-hmm.
And then she noticed she didn't have more paper, flipped the paper and tried to reuse the same paper. And she ended up YouTubing it to fix that. And I was just like, and it took me, I kept reading this out loud. And I was like, I have to read this for other people to understand or try to. My mom, this is the text.
That's
she
a text message.
Next time you go over, there's gonna be a chancleta in your future.
There is.
Absolutely.
She's gonna be like, yo, why the fuck you said that out loud? Now people think I'm fucking crazy. That's what's gonna happen. And I didn't tell her I was gonna do this, so, and I know she listens. I know this is how I know she's
a surprise for her.
Because I told her, I'm trying to have a conversation with her, and I'm telling her my job's it's not going well. Like working from home's not it's not good for me right now. And she goes, I know. I heard Rick had a breakdown. And I was like, shit, you got to be a listener, because that ain't happened. That was in the middle of episode 4 somewhere.
Yeah,
so that's true. She's the listener.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
That's dope.
That is dope.
It was my fault. Ran out paper. Tried to reuse back. I was damn late. Get mad at me trying to rap. Front rope. Have iTunes. Why iTunes came up in this shit? I love you, Mom.
That's dope.
That's so funny. Jeez. See, I had your back. I tried to say, no, maybe she talked into it.
No.
Because when you talk into the text,
because I wouldn't have
when you talk into the text, it comes out fucked up. Always.
Yeah, I don't even try that.
And there's no periods. There's no commas. It comes out fucked up. But no, Mom, I'm sorry. You missed all the periods and commas.
Yeah.
Yo, that's hilarious.
But that's all her text. I never understand. It takes me a while to figure it out. And I'm like, what is she saying?
I just think people from that generation, it's like they want to get straight to the point. And they feel like there are words that are in the way. So instead of, they act like they text. Adjectives? Like just each text or each like word costs 7 cents or something. So like you got to get everything out, you know, without having a there or the or like commas she or periods. Trying to
cut the corners and then I just don't understand what's happening.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're talking about like, you ever try to talk to somebody that doesn't speak like English? And you try to like slow it down, but you're still talking English. You and people are like, you go to store and you're like, yo, it's still fucking English. You're just like missing words now.
That is, I, you know, and I hate that. Like when someone talks to someone in from a different language and they obviously don't understand English, but they'll still talk. And they'll be like, but you go and to store, and then they still like looking at you like, what you saying, fam? I don't know what you saying.
I had someone, now that we kind of in the same realm at my job, I have to speak both English and Spanish, and they'll request, like, if my intro is in English, they'll be like, speak Spanish, and I know, okay, you want to speak Spanish. So then I say my intro again in Spanish. Oh, claro, whatever, we get into it. Then when it comes, you know someone really doesn't know Spanish when they start to spell their name. Like, if so my thing is, if it's pick one, English or Spanish, but let's stop jumping between both, because I did that on Friday and it was nuts. Her English was as good as my English. English is my first language. And she insisted on speaking in Spanish. But then when she had to spell, she's like, P like Peter, F like Frank, 05. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, let's just do English. She's like, hello? I had to call her back at one point, and I spoke in English. I kind of forgot. And she goes, hello? And then she, it's Spanish? And then when we came back to spelling again, she goes, Frank, Tom. And I'm like, bro, you speak English very well. Like, let's just do that.
Was she doing it for someone else? Like,
no, it was for herself.
Oh.
For a child, but a child was an infant. Like, fuck.
That's, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, he don't know. P, Peter, F, Frank. I'm like, that's very English of you.
Like, I'd rather that, right? Like, I'd rather... Damn, we gonna sound mad Republican here, but I'd rather, like, if we both speak English, let's just talk English, because my Spanish is alright, but I can't hold, like, a crazy conversation, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna get a lot of si, como? You're gonna get like a lot of that shit from me.
Yeah, my Spanish is trash, bro. Y'all talking in English or nothing? I'm gonna get a translator.
Google, you know your phone.
So how you gonna talk in Puerto Rico?
English, motherfucker. The signs is in English. Listen, that's still America.
They're gonna be tight.
That sounds so crazy.
They're gonna call y'all gringos. Talk about America, bro. Fine, bro.
America comes out today. What's today? Saturday? It came out yesterday. Did y'all watch it?
I didn't. I really don't have plan. I've never seen the first one.
What?
Yeah, I've never seen the first one. Sorry. There are a lot of classics that I've never seen.
And Coming to America is one of them.
Yeah.
And recently, how many years later did the second one come out?
Like, it's 30 years.
Now you can watch both of them back to back.
I just don't want to.
Oh.
Like, we have it in our cart, and then I saw how long the first one was, and I was like, yeah, I don't have time to waste.
So I feel like Eddie Murphy, when he transitioned into, like, let's say those roles like Donkey, or when he did the Nutty Professor.
He cleaned, more family friendly?
Yeah, he cleaned his act up. Before that, when he was like the Eddie Murphy raw, delirious, he was hilarious. Not that he's not funny now, but it's a whole different Eddie Murphy. So it's like...
But I think that comes with the industry.
Oh, like, of course. I mean, if they tell me, yo, we like your podcast, I need you to stop cursing, guess who's going to stop cursing?
Guess who's going to be on Disney Plus?
That Rite Aid thing ain't going to
I'm going to be like, listen, shut the front door, okay? That's going to be me.
Yeah, the Rite Aid thing is how long, you know? That's local. That's local.
Local fans.
I need this global.
Yo, they stopping you because you're stealing, bro.
Bro, I need to have like stories, and they're like, oh, is that Gil with Drake just chilling? Oh, yeah. You mean Aubrey? It's my mans. I don't look at him as an artist. Like, yo, please stop.
Yeah, I ever seen that Bow Wow video of him, and he's like, yo, they don't even know it's me. And then he's like in a hoodie. And then the next scene, it's him. He's running and shit. He posted it on social media. He's running and people behind him are running. And it was like people like running like a marathon or some shit. Like they didn't know it was him. But he tried to act like it was like they was chasing him.
That's
he's
wild
still
shit.
Getting dragged online because he always doing he's some always stupid doing, shit like
you,
that.
You remember when he had, corny. I don't know who he had beef with. He had beef and he posted.
Soulja Boy.
And he posted that threat shit. And he's like, now I gotta smack that ass.
Yes,
and
it was I remember all that.
The weirdest it's just fucking threat to someone. Now I gotta smack that ass.
And it's like, why? Who says that?
Why you said, why did he go from one side of his to the other to smack that ass?
Listen, it was
a rainbow. Smack that ass.
Internet beef is weird.
Didn't he have like a challenge or something? Like the Bow Wow challenge?
What are you doing in the Bow Wow challenge?
He kept saying he was going from one airplane to the next, but he really wasn't flying anywhere, I believe. So people were
some
putting
shit like that
near the runway of an airplane. And yeah.
He also got caught. Wasn't he in fucking coach? And he like posted like, first class, and all this shit. And as soon as, and then someone caught him that was sitting like two seats behind and was like, this motherfucker's in coach. He's sitting in 32B right now. Like, Jesus. He don't even got a window seat.
That's probably where the Bow Wow challenge came from.
Yeah, because he's a cornball, yo. Speaking of spanking that ass, we was talking about, like weird friendships and pranks.
Dude.
Tell him what you saw.
So, I feel like this friendship, and even, like, separately, like, I've known you first, always worked because we never crossed any lines of like there's friends who play fight we don't do and we never had to have that conversation.
Yeah,
it's just I don't do the fighting thing. Like, why? Like that can only go wrong. There's no good from it. Like, you ain't gonna be like, oh, yo, Gil got hands.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's gonna be like, yo, I'm fucking this dude up now. Yeah. Like, or whatever. Like, but it's like, I can't even see myself playing around. Like, what if, like, why would I slap him randomly? Like, that's nuts. Like,
yeah, I never liked any
of
that shit.
What is that going to do for our friendship? So you see these videos online, and these dudes be pouring buckets of water on people. I've seen people, the craziest one, homeboy is sleeping in the back seat of the car. Another dude walks up with his penis hanging out. And then someone, the dude in the backseat with him, like, shoved his head into the other guy's penis.
Oh, okay.
Why is that funny?
I mean,
that's
fucked up.
He just sexually assaulted his friend.
That's disgusting. Basically. Bro, that's not friendship. Like,
yeah, I don't play those games, man. We could make fun of each other all day. Like, we could really roast each other. And yeah, I'm cool with
that
shit.
That's fine.
I love that shit. That's different, but we're not going to slap each other.
Yo,
and like
that, and that's that why shit our is friendship weird. Works.
I mean, but that's like, you're
like,
an adult.
Pour a bucket of water on Gil while he was sleeping?
I guess that's like not the worst thing, right? Like, no. I wouldn't like it. Like, I, if okay, think about scenario. Let's say we are on vacation, right? And we're in a hotel, and he's asleep. I might pour a cup of water on his face to wake him up. I don't feel like that's terrible. I wouldn't even
do that.
But that's not terrible,
it's
right?
It's not terrible, but in my head, I'm also like, damn, now the bed is all wet. Now I can't go back to sleep. That's now the pillow's wet.
I don't think I would do that, but that's not
but if
the
you
worst
did
thing,
do
right?
it, it's not yeah, cause it's, for, oh, damn, we can't be friends no more.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm not going to have my ass cheeks out and then yell so that you get up and now your face. Now I gave you the stink face.
Now my face is in your ass.
Now your that's nose crazy. Is in my butt. Like, we're not going to do that's that. That's wild. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope. He fell asleep, and it was random. We had one of the friend's house, and I painted his toenails.
See, that's hilarious.
Which, by the way, my toes are still painted, and that was 2 months ago.
Jesus Christ. Yo, that's some good nail polish, man. It's that good shit. Yo,
shout out to OPI.
Oh, shit. OPI. I don't know what that is, but yeah, shout out to them.
This guy, Macy's.
Pay us, because she... Macy's. Yeah, but see, I don't play that game. Like, I had a buddy of mine, Stan, right? Him and another guy that we was working with, they were just, you know, whatever, going back and forth, right? On some fun shit, just not on some mean shit. The guy slaps Stan.
Why?
They're friends. And Stan's like, you just slapped me? Like, see me outside. They go outside. Stan punches him so hard in his chest that the other dude walks back in. Holding his chest like he's about to have a heart attack. Like, we don't play around like that. Don't slap him. That shit was the best shit ever. Because he walked in like he was fucking about to die.
Stan has, like, freak strength.
Exactly.
Like, I would never even think about slapping Stan. We got to show you a picture of Stan. And then you think about if y'all were friends.
Would I slap
him? Would you slap him? I wouldn't slap anybody like that. Like, you know. But...
Specifically not Stan, because Stan got hands. So.
Yeah, Stan's
he's not all up there.
Yeah, Stan's not all up there. And okay. It's not even, I'm not saying it, I'm not trying to offend anybody. Stan's not
no,
all up
No, that's my
there.
Guy.
We know. We.
But he will fuck you up, man.
Yeah. For real. And it's, you know.
And then be a friend afterwards and be like, listen, I had to do what I had to do. We got that out the way, and I still love you. You know, and you just like scared now. So
that's cool.
Now he learned to never slap Stan or anyone else. I don't think he'd ever.
And was there a purpose behind
it? I think he said like, "Yo, shut up before I slap you." Stan was like, "Ha, you won't." And the guy was like, "Nah, I will." And then Stan like was like, "You serious? Like, cause you won't, you know?" And it escalated that way. And then he slapped him. Wow. And Stan was like, "Oh yeah, you got to meet me outside. Like, we can't do this on company grounds." But you have to meet me outside now. And when they came back in, he was holding his chest and he was quiet the rest of the day.
My man's heart it was incredible. Like, what just happened?
Listen, he caved his chest in, B. Mm. And you know who I'm talking. You know who the person was. I won't say his name because that's fucked up. But yeah,
I'll know who it is like afterwards. Like when you tell me off of this. But.
Fam, he caved his chest. But that's the thing. We don't play around like that. Like, we're not going to slap each other.
Like, and even the nail thing was just, and it just worked out. He was sleeping, and I'm like, and I, mind you, I'm always the one to sleep. So I'm the worst one to do something to someone like that because y'all always going to get me back. Like, I'm always sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm only awake for the podcast.
Barely.
He's sleeping, you know, and there's a video of me
doing it.
There's
a video. It's
and it was funny because he wakes up, he comes to, and he looks down, and he's like, "Yo, why are my toes red?" and the girls are laughing.
He thought he was bleeding. He's like, "Yo, why my shit's red?"
Nobody's disrespected. This is something that could just come off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, easy.
But to touch someone's face, like, we're going to go from friends to, you don't know how I'm going to react to that.
Like, imagine,
I don't be in the streets fighting and all that.
Like,
but
imagine
you're not gonna slap me in the face and we all good.
Like, imagine you sleeping and I just pull out my balls and I'm just like, "Yo, Ruben, take a pic," and I just put my balls on your cheek, and it's like, that's listen, not, yo, we have to square up after that.
Yeah,
there has
like,
to be a fight,
like, and you got to put your balls away first.
One of us got to die after that shit.
Yeah, that's 300 shit. like I gotta kick you in a hole somewhere.
Nah, man, and we're not even like that. But like, you put your nuts on my face.
That's.
First of all, you sexually assaulted me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now I'm screaming rape because I'm calling 911 and I'm telling them to rape me.
Screaming rape.
Straight up, I'm snitching. Remember that shit. I'm snitching. Yeah. And second, we just got to fight after that.
That's not friendship to me, man. Like this.
Yeah, I never like shit like that.
Yo, come on.
That's probably why I never had friends growing up. But
that works. But that whole, yo, I did this, oh, I poured this on him, oh, I've seen all these little prank things, and I'm like, yo, what's up?
But when you do that, like, as a teenager, like, you don't really know no better.
Yeah, I know.
We're in our 30s. Yeah. Like, what are we doing slapping each other?
I'm still in my 20s.
Listen, he's barely in his 20s.
I'm getting there.
So if you were in your 20s.
But even when I was a teen, I wouldn't do shit like that.
Well, you was a hardened teen. Yeah, you was an old head as a young head.
Right? But you have like medical conditions. So at 29, you older than me.
Yeah, but so do you.
I do too, though. I have
sleep underlining.
Apnea. You have sleep apnea, so you don't know when you're going to wake up again. That one's worse.
At that point, my body's going to be like,
yo, bro.
Yo, at that point, my body's going to be like, finally. My heart's going through it right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Nah. But yeah, one day I'm gonna just keep sleeping. Hopefully, it's no time soon. I don't want to make this sound. Oh, damn, I don't want to make this sound crazy, but you know, I enjoy my life. I actually gotta go get a sleep study again.
But they gave you something, didn't they?
That was years ago, bro. And I'm fatter.
Nah, you need another one.
I gotta do it again. And also, the machines are better. I remember when I used it then. I fell asleep and like the hose was upside down and I was just burping air all day and never used it again after that. Like, it's just like,
you did it at home?
Yeah.
Nah.
Sleep study, I did it there.
Oh, okay.
They were like, yeah, you stop breathing about 90 times like in the night. So that's just here. So that's,
nah, they got better machines now.
Yeah. Now they'll be like, yo, you're about to die in like 3 days.
Jesus Christ. Let's not even put that in the air. I mean, speaking of people dying, like the
oh wow! What
the death anniversary of Biggie's coming.
Yo, Biggie's, yeah.
Oh man, that's fucked up because I love Biggie, yo. But
I love Biggie too. But
we was talking about big people dying, so I mean,
that
it was only right.
That works.
Did you see the Biggie doc?
I did.
I haven't finished it.
Oh, you started it?
It's only an hour. How haven't you finished?
Yo, I told you I don't watch TV like that, bro.
But bro, it's only like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yo, I don't watch TV. It? I got,
he's like, I saw 20 minutes of it.
I got like 30 minutes into it. And then
so you barely got it. Like, he's not even famous yet 30 minutes into the doc.
He was just getting famous.
He's like, I met his uncle. Yo. His uncle, the artist in Jamaica.
That is so funny.
Yo, that's actually where I left off.
There you go.
Oh, shit. Funny. So, I mean, do you care about spoilers? I mean, spoiler alert, he dies at the end.
Yeah, nah. I get that part.
You know what I mean? Like, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, how many years has it been?
1997. It's been like 24 years. Jeez.
So, I didn't, like, grow up on that. Like, because, yeah, well, when he passed, I was 5. So,
do you like so in case we didn't clarify, Ruben's not big on music. He's, you know.
I like music. But
which is
I'm
the
not,
weirdest thing.
Not for me. Like me and you do. We like music.
Yeah, like you guys are more like music historians. Like you guys care about all that backstory. Thank you. Like, I'm not.
Thank you.
I'm good. Like, oh, yeah, that's a nice song.
He's like,
I like
that's
it.
Nice. Whatever next.
Yeah. So, do I like Biggie songs? Yes, I do. Tell you about underground shit that he did.
Do you have a favorite Biggie song?
It's probably going to be some generic ass plays on the like fucking juicy. Big Papa.
The thing is, like, I love Big Papa is my favorite song like of all time.
Yeah,
yeah, I love that song.
It would probably be that one.
I love, and I can't think of it because of course we're live. And the what's the song he did with Eminem?
Dead Wrong.
Dead Wrong.
I didn't even know he did a song with Eminem. That's crazy.
That Eminem verse is probably my favorite Eminem verse of all time.
Eminem spazzed out.
Yeah. So, in light of the life of Biggie, I was listening to Biggie as I was cleaning the bathroom today, and I'm listening to this popular song, and this specific line, and y'all all heard it, sounds crazy when you just read it back. He said, Biggie said, you got a gun up on your waist. Please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Because I see some ladies tonight who should be having my baby. Baby. This guy said, don't shoot the club up because I have potential baby mamas in here. Not because you might kill somebody, somebody's mother, somebody's dad. Don't shoot this bitch up because there's some fine ass shorties.
He didn't give a fuck about none of their lives. They
thick.
They're
thick.
Yo, now he's got flagrant.
I never thought about it
that's
like that.
Wild.
Fam, he's got some. That's my. Look, Biggie is one of my favorites, but he's got some flagrant ass raps. He said, I'll fuck RuPaul before I fuck them ugly ass escape bitches. Like. Like, man said, I will fuck a guy before I fuck these three ugly chicks. And shout out to them. Well, not to Tiny, because they, her and T.I. are bugging.
Oh, yeah, they got their own business.
But, yo, bro, yeah, so he said some wild shit. What was the other shit he said?
Oh, you
oh, you know my brother gotta fucking kidnap kids, fuck them in their ass, throw them over the bridge. That's how it is. Like, fam, that's crazy, yo. He would have been canceled.
Yeah, yeah. If Biggie was still alive, then he would have been walking a very thin rope. And big people shouldn't be walking thin ropes. Damn.
Yeah, he was bugging, yo.
You got a gun up on your waist. Please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Because I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Nothing else I never looked at that line like that. Shorty's in here? And I'm trying to shoot this club up, so don't shoot this club up.
I'm trying to shoot her club up.
So don't shoot this one up.
Yo, that's fire, yo.
Bars.
That's fire. That's the name of the pod, yo.
I'm trying to shoot her club up, so don't shoot this club up.
But, I mean, he had a point, right? Like, you go to the club, you trying to shoot, you know, like you said, you trying to shoot her club up. You ain't trying to have the club shot up. So you ever been at a club and some wild shit popped off?
Nah, because I don't really do the club thing. Okay. I've done it here and there. And the first thing I do is I look at the exits.
Not necessarily. I
look at the room capacity. I'm like, this is well over the 300 limit.
If I can't get like a, if I can't have a like a table for myself and the people I'm with, I'm good.
I remember
because I don't like to be amongst.
Don't you need
like,
to buy like $1,500 worth of bottles to get a table?
Not in it. I'll see those places I don't go to. I'll go to a place that the bottles are fairly cheap. Like I go to, if you go to places in the Heights, those bottles are super cheap. You get one or two bottles and it's like five or six of y'all and y'all be all right. And you're like by yourselves in the corner and you kind of away from all the craziness. That's so, what I do. I don't really like clubs and shit.
I remember being young, going to a club, and I went to see Don Omar. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what club it was.
It was probably Exit, Speed, Copa, Palenque. Remember all them shits?
No, I don't remember none of them shits, bro, honestly.
That was one of them teen shits?
I don't remember. I was older than that. Oh. But I remember going, and when there's an artist that's going to show up, they don't show up till like 4 or 5 in the morning to do like two songs and leave. Like, so you wait all night for this. And I remember the song playing, he came out, and these adults, because I would think there's only adults in the club, are throwing like ice and coins at him. And I'm like, why did you wait all night for this guy to show up here to now throw things at him? I'm like, what's wrong with people?
But they were throwing things. Why?
Because he was late.
He was there. He's Don Omar. And I don't know. Maybe.
But like ice?
Ice.
That sounds like it would hurt.
Yeah.
Like, don't throw fucking ice at me.
My thing is, like, I don't know where my stock is right now, but if y'all see me in the street, don't throw ice at me. Like, ask for an autograph.
I mean, don't throw coins at me
either. I'll sign your chest if you're a man, if you're a girl, whatever. You want my autograph? That's fine.
Yo, why you sign a man's chest, B?
Yo, because, you know.
Yo, you never know.
Yeah, that's true. I'll
sign whatever. Listen. Not whatever.
I support you. So.
Thank you.
But I remember as a teen, I went to go see at Exit. Do you remember Club Exit? That teen shit? No. I saw Evie Queen.
La Caballota.
Yeah. Everybody was sweaty and shit. It was the worst, but it was the best.
I remember asking the girl in front of me during the donut munch if you want to dance, and she goes, no. It was so crowded that every time she moved, I moved. So
y'all danced. Was dancing.
We danced anyway.
Call me.
I don't even know what she looked like. But yeah, I remember that like clear as day. I'm like, why is this girl like, she's like, no, I'm good. But your ass is all over me. Like, there's nowhere there's nowhere else for you to go.
You're dancing with me.
Yeah, we're dancing.
Like, let's just dance together.
Dancing.
Yeah, I think I've only been to like 4 clubs in my life. I do not like that scene at all.
You haven't experienced like nothing, bro.
Yo, I just don't care for clubs.
Like, you're very fascinating to me.
My thing is, I don't put myself in situations that I don't want to be in.
And no, that's completely fine.
And I was never one to like succumb to peer pressure. Like, yo, come to the club. Like, no, I'm good. Enjoy.
Yo, do this coke with me.
Absolutely. I've definitely peer pressured Gil to do shit that I know he didn't want to do. But you always end up having fun.
Yeah.
I always, and you go, like, Dan. I'm glad I
want to go over here today. And yeah.
But
now we both got to try to get Ruben.
Yeah, man.
But with y'all, I might. Because I'm not going to end up in a ditch somewhere. So nah, because that's different.
Now, the places I like to go to are low-key.
Yeah,
I try not to be in the shit too much because, I don't know, you just call. Like, I'm not going to go to a place and they tell me, hey, you got to take your hat off. I'm like, I'm taking myself out of here. Like,
so
I can't come
that's
here.
That's the thing. And I don't know if you remember, one of the things I always would ask him, like, what do I have to wear? Like, because that was I hate to have to dress the way I got to dress to work. Somewhere, like, it's like, yeah. I just want to be casual, chill, like. And most of the time, it's like, yo, wear whatever, don't matter, because it's usually a spot where they're not, you know, all uptight about like what the dress code is.
But I remember in my in early 20s, the way you viewed clubs when you're young, you go, okay, like, I gotta wear like maybe a like a button up or whatever. Yo, in my 30s, I wear whatever I want wherever I'm going.
Yeah,
like, I don't care if people are in heels. I don't care if you got a suit on. I might have a sweater, some jeans, and some sneakers. I'm not succumbing to the pressure of you and your weird suit. Like, I'm good. Especially when I go to brunch and shit, I'm good. I wear whatever I want. Like, I see you mad and comfortable with your tacos on. I'm not.
Tacos.
I'm chilling.
I remember we went to, like, the Copacabana. I think that's what it's called, right? And
That shit is going now.
42nd Street or some shit. We went there for like some after work like thing, and they were like, "Oh, they had a dress code." I didn't know that they had a dress code, but I had Tim's on, and I get to the door and they're like, "Oh yeah, you can't have boots on." I was like, "Okay, no problem." And I was gonna try to leave, and they were like, "Oh no, wait!" And I was like, "What am I waiting for?" He just told me I can't wear boots.
Is that they want you to be like, "Yo, you know what them security guards do for shit like that? Because dudes be like, damn, but all my buddies are in there, and they be like, all right, man, give me $40.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's what they do. Just go home. So because you said, like, fuck you, I'm out of here.
And so in that regards, I'm like you. Like, I'm like, I don't really want to be here anyway.
Like, yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, no problem, bye. But eventually, like, I guess, like, they went upstairs and they told the manager, and it was a big group, like, because it was all of us.
They were like, yo, it's Ruben from that podcast from the future. Let him in.
It was a big group, so they told us to go through the side or whatever, and they let us up. But I was like, I could have gone home, and I would have been fine.
And you would have been fine.
Yo, the thing is, and then you walk in there, and you see dudes wearing trash shit.
Looking
and you go,
worse with the big jeans.
You go, my man, I'm wearing like some fitted jeans, some
Tims. And the tucked-in shirt, but it's only tucked
and
in
I'm
the front
like
so you
nice,
can see the Gucci
nice
belt.
Like, this shit is
still
crazy.
Got the penguin out, like the back of the shirt.
Yeah, man, and I'm glad my wife is like that, too. Like, she doesn't. And when we go places, she wears whatever she wants. She doesn't care if other girls are in heels, mad makeup, whatever. She's like, listen, fuck y'all, I'm comfortable. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm not doing all that shit.
I remember going with you guys to like a day drinking thing. It was in a club.
Oh, that shit was fire too.
And I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed myself because I'm the type of person, we share this sentiment too, that we feel like if you do something like Saturday, like late, or let's say we don't do shit on Sundays because you know you work the next day. So you want that whole day to just do nothing. So I feel like I don't want to waste time. So doing that worked out because it was literally like a whole club situation, music, drinking, chilling, And then we walk out, and it's fucking daytime. I was like, what the fuck is this?
And I remember, you didn't want to go.
I did not want to go.
And I kept telling you, like, bro. Yo, and then you're like, yo, fun. But what am I, like, what are you going to wear? And I was like, dude, I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt, bro. Like, wear whatever you want. Wear a hat. And we were in there chilling.
Chilling. And then we walk out, and it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, we have my whole day.
We walked out, and then I think we went somewhere else, like, to eat. And we were chilling. So was, I do shit like that. Like, I don't, yeah, man, I'm wearing whatever the fuck I want. Like, the other place I tried to get you to go was to, they have this reggaeton party. So you would like this shit.
You've gone.
Because all they do is play old school reggaeton. And it's cool. If you get there early enough, you get to sit wherever you want. And you don't got to buy a bottle or nothing. And you chilling.
That's dope.
Yeah, and they playing music. You chill. And that's it.
Yeah, that's dope. I haven't. I know you've gone to several of those. Yeah. I haven't done that. But
yeah. But, damn, how we go from Biggie to fucking reggaeton, son?
One thing we didn't touch on that I wanted to say, like, and I know Ruben's probably excluded here. I asked you ahead of time. If there's two songs historically made from any genre that you could just never hear again and you're fine without it, what would those two songs be? And they could be famous songs, or usually it's famous songs, but if there's two songs that you could just get rid of and you never have to hear again for the rest of your life, what would those songs be?
My first one would be, and you know how much I love Jay-Z,
mm-hmm.
but Empire State of Mind with Alicia Keys. If I never hear that song again.
That's the New York joint, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Damn, that song reminds me of like the 2009 fucking. No, Yankee 2010 season? Yankee season.
Oh.
And, no, I'm good. If I never hear it again. You know, I saw him perform it at Yankee Stadium. Uh-huh. So, like, the song holds a lot of great memories, but. That's just, man, we played that shit out, B. Can we get another New York anthem?
You know what's nuts? I didn't think you would go Jay-Z. Trash, I know, bro. How much you love Jay-Z.
Now, my second one is Jay-Z too, B.
Is it Hard Knock Life?
No. I love that song.
I could do it. It's not my song, but
Hard Knock. That's a little Annie shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm nah, over that.
The other one is the Jay-Z, and it's from Magna Carta. Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake, Holy Grail.
Damn,
the thing is, I do too, but they played it so much and I've heard it so much that those two songs, if I never heard it again, I'm
trash.
Good.
I like that song.
No, the song is fine. It's not a bad
that's
song.
That's the thing. That's why I wanted to bring this up, because these are going to be songs that people love or I feel have been played so much that I'm good.
Yo, I thought you meant like fucking, I was going to say Baby Shark.
That's fine. If you don't want to ever hear that again, talking about, I don't want to hear that either.
Jay-Z
no,
shit.
No, I meant regular songs. So mine, yo, love them. Love them, love them.
This is about to be some shit.
This is about to be some popular shit.
Bro. The fucking Big Pun song with Joe, the
I don't want to be a player.
I don't want to be a player.
Oh my
Stop
god,
it, bro!
Damn, can I change my? Can I change my?
Damn,
shit?
I thought you was gonna say Oye Mi Canto.
What? Oye Mi Canto?
Yeah, that's not Big Pun.
No,
bro.
No, I know, but I know that he hates that song, that Puerto Rican ass anthem.
What, the Nori shit?
Yeah,
I love that song.
Yo, but honestly, every time you know what's funny, that today it came on, the Big Pun song, and I rapped the whole thing. But I'm like, I fucking hate this song now. They played it so much. My other song too, y'all probably disagree with me. It's always going to be used for the rest of everyone's lives, I guess. Oh, my cat is blowing it
Jesus
up right
now.
Jesus
Christ. Yo, that's my baby. Your cat just took a shit.
I'm trying to hold my composure.
Yo,
like, I'm looking around like, yo, is it me? Like, what's going on? No one smells that shit?
Keep going, Pa.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate it. That's my boy.
Oh, yo, my God, I could taste it. We might have to pause.
No.
We good.
Second song, I'll Be Missing You. Tired of it.
Oh, nah.
Get rid of it.
God damn, I like that
Those
song.
Are two good songs
that I'm just...
That I get. I get it.
It's like, please stop playing this song.
I get it.
Every step
So when somebody dies, you don't play that?
No. What the fuck? How many people I know that died? Like, I don't know. The only people I know is y'all. The fuck? Like, yo, my nigga Rocco got shot, yo. Play it. Like, no.
Why is it always like a Rocco?
I don't know. My nigga Adam got shot in the neck. Play, you know what? You don't even play I'll Be Missing You for Adam. He deserved that.
That's fucked up. Jesus. What's your two songs, Ruben?
Yo, it was that Baby Shark shit, and I don't know what else.
Baby Shark?
Think about a song, like, others that are, like, honorable mentions. Nelly, Hot in Here.
You could go without ever
hearing. I could go without ever hearing that shit again. The beat annoys me. You know what? Most of Pharrell's songs annoy the shit out of me.
It's like, his beat don't change much.
Like, the like, I can't, it bothers me. I don't really like it.
Yeah, I hear you. Nah, but I'll Be Missing You. And you know.
That's a good one.
Another one. Again, sorry. Strumming my pain with his
pain. Oh, nah, you bugging, bro.
I
you
are that
bugging. Nah, you're classics. Bugging.
It is a classic. I'm okay without it.
Nah, wow. You're bugging, okay, bro. They do overplay it. They like overplay 20 it years later, like, but
come on.
Nah, that song is fire.
Was that The Score, right? That's the name of that song? Well, that's the name of that album.
That's the name of the album.
Isn't that Killing Me?
Killing Me Softly. Yeah.
Yeah. You hear me? I don't even know the name of the track. I'm just over it. I'm over the that. Oh my God, I'll Be Missing You. And then it's, whenever I hear I'll Be Missing You, I just see fucking Diddy sitting there next to the bike on the floor.
It's just, it's kind of hard with you not around. Yeah, I pictured it too.
And they're about to, smiling death. And they're about to play it now for the big, I'm sure. Yeah. It's going to be all over the radio.
Because it's anniversary.
But it's, oh man, I'm over that song.
It's been 24 years and they still haven't found his killer.
That's wild.
That's crazy. They know who did it. They just don't give a shit.
And imagine me, I'm famous, right? But if I get popped in front of Rite Aid. Y'all better find my killer.
If you get popped in front of Rite Aid, it's because you stole, bro.
Nah, that security guard should not have no gun on him anyway.
Nah, he got a gun on him just because.
You got a gun up on your waist. Please don't shoot up the place, bah. Brought that back. Oh, my God. That's why. Yo, yeah. I'm good with yo, I love Big Pun. Oh my God, Big Pun is like, I'm Puerto Rican, like that's, but it's like that song, stop, man. Like, I'm don't play it no more.
Yo, staying on music a little bit, how do you feel about, like, can you separate, did we talk about this already? Like, separating the music from the artist? Like, when the artist does some fucked up shit in real life?
No, we spoke about that personally. Amongst all right. each other.
So, like, with R. Kelly,
mm-hmm.
I love his music, but I can't listen to it.
Yeah, it's hard.
It hits different.
Yeah.
So I just delete it.
Like, completely? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, I just delete it. I don't want to hear it. Even the album with him and Jay-Z.
He's about to say some
shit. I can still listen to it, like, because it's just the music, and I just think about the music. But then, yeah, you're listening to it, and you're like listening to the lines, and you're like, "Wait, what does he mean?"
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be a part of that.
So that, yeah, I feel like that about Tory Lanez.
Luckily for me, I was never a fan.
It's just, and so yes, let me be very clear. I personally think, and this might be a hot take, I personally think when he passes away, Chris Brown would be the greatest artist of all time. Again, that's my personal
opinion. Who passes away?
Chris Brown.
Oh.
Because I feel he does everything, and he does it good.
He does do everything.
He does everything.
But his antics outside of music have kind of... So, like, I felt the same way about him, too. Like, after the Rihanna shit,
mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, like, how could I listen to his music? Like, it feels different, right? Now, when she forgave him, I was like, oh, we off. Like, we off that then. Like,
why am I holding on to
it? Yeah, if she forgave him and they are good, then no reason for me to be, you know, to hate him. So I'll listen to his music, but his outside shit ruins, you know.
But, like, this dude dances. Did you see him paint his wall, basically, when Kobe passed away? Like, and I'm like, this dude does everything. And he does it, you know, pretty well. The whole Tory Lanez thing was crazy to me because My bad, bro.
I had to burp, so I turned off the mic and he looked at me.
Oh, I thought it was the cat still.
No, it still stinks, but still.
So, so my thing with the Tory Lanez thing is like, bro, you pulled a firearm out and aimed it at a woman.
You shot a chick, B, in the foot, and she needs her foot to dance, B. We almost didn't get body, son.
Yo,
and that would have been a travesty.
Do you see the way her stomach is moving in that? Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah, yeah. It's the perfect.
You know how many times he's seen it since he's been alone at home? Look at his hands. He's got fucking calluses and shit.
Oh, my hands are hard.
Oh, gross.
How's Home Alone?
Like sandpaper. It's quiet.
It sounds right. When
it's alone, weird because
it sounds like you saying that she runs around the house like, making.
No, she doesn't. But like the TV's not on.
Yeah, there's no Jurassic Park playing.
it's just quiet. I don't know.
You should put Jurassic Park so you can feel like she's there and just put it on mute and just let it for background. It's not even background noise.
Because it's
on mute.
How long has she been gone?
Since Thursday.
It's not bad. When she comes back?
I think Monday. Monday night.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
She's, I don't know.
Well, we've been together for 11 years. And we've been living together for probably like 6 or 7. So I've always slept with her in the bed for the last 7 years. So having somebody not there is weird.
Like that emptiness that.
Yeah.
Like you still sleep on your side, right?
I still sleep on my side, but I'll find myself in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. But I think that happened anyway when she was there, because she always said I stole the blanket.
So now the blanket is yours, bro. Take advantage. Double up on it. Fold over.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Fold over.
And I use her pillow.
Drool on it.
Yeah.
Give her something to come back to.
But it's like that though. Like, I know for me, if my wife is away, those first 2 days are like magical. Because it's like I blast the music, whatever I want to listen to. And I'm playing PlayStation, and I'm chilling. And then that third day, I'm like, all right, where is she? I'm like, where's this shit boo? Is boring. I just listen to all of my music.
Like, I don't have music.
Like, I'm fucking bored now. So I feel you, bro. You're probably different. You probably just like...
Oh, me?
Chilling.
Oh, yeah, I'm alone.
And you too. You probably just sleep.
Yeah, I'm alone. Touch myself.
Okay.
Sleep. Touch my... body.
Touch my body.
But you can only do that shit so many times.
You could only do that shit. My search is crazy. It's a different person.
You don't have tabs open for later?
Nah, that's
wild. Okay.
That's wild?
That's sick.
Son,
you don't find some shit. You're like, that's for later.
Listen, to save that for later. Nah, if anything, I'll be like, damn, what was that again? I don't remember.
You need help, my guy.
You need help.
You save tabs?
I save links.
Oh shit!
Your poor yo, bro. Piece right now.
You be watching the storylines?
Yo, that's that's how you know it's bad.
You watch that shit like where, yo, he was like, yo, the next season of Booty Call 17. So yo,
there was a point where I was watching a show on Pornhub.
Wait, excuse me?
It was. And Gladys knows. And I wouldn't even watch it for anything. It was just to watch it.
Not
to
even
watch
for
it.
Sexual purposes. Yeah. It was just like the real
world. It was just, yo, it was a fucking like a blind date show, right? And I don't know the fucking name of it, but I'll find it.
Somebody that's listening to this is like, oh shit,
I watched the same
someone
shit.
Someone is screaming
three.
Into their headphones like, yo, what are like, talking was, about?
I think it was like some British shit, because they only do this shit over there, right? And it was a blind date, and you got like 5 people, right? And they're behind these doors or whatever. And the doors open, like they slide up. And you have to pick your date based on their body without seeing their face.
Just like the shadow of it? They're like...
Yeah, so first it starts with like the lower half. So you'll either see their vaginas or their penises, whatever, right?
Oh,
and then you got... They're naked. And then you got to pick... Like, oh, okay, I'll eliminate him. I don't like the way his nuts look, right? So...
Yeah, that would have been me. I would have been eliminated first round.
It
would have
been like...
So then, fine. Kills, then,
you?
Then that door opens. Then that door opens all the way up. You see the guy or the girl, and they walk out and whatever. And then it keeps going in stages. So then the next one, it goes to their torso. Okay. And then the last one is, then the next one is like their voice, and the last one is their face. Okay. And then eventually, seems interesting. And then eventually it flips the other way around, where the person that was selecting now has to come out naked, and they have to select between the two people of who they want to date. So I found that shit interesting, bro. I got like two seasons in. So
nobody Jesus was Christ. Having sex. You were just
no. It wasn't. Yeah, it was dates. Just people picking people naked based people, on naked. Yeah, based like, on their yo, body.
See, that's what I want because I could.
They tell. Had handicapped. There was a dude in a wheelchair. Like it was fucking crazy.
Like, nude?
Yeah,
you saw a guy in a wheelchair nude.
Yeah, bro.
I would never. Even
but you
think
could see
about
that on 125th. Like it doesn't.
He's like, yo, Bobby, I'm sick.
And yo, Bobby, I'm Muhammad, sick.
Bobby, to the Popeyes right there.
Yo, Bobby, help me out. Push me to the bathroom.
Why are they always sick? Like, they have, you have AIDS, my man. You don't have a regular cold. You're not sick, Bobby. Like, this is.
Yo, bro, what's up with you, yo?
I'm just, that's crazy. That's, isn't that crazy?
Nah, yo, it's sick. It's facts. Jesus Christ.
Yo, now that we're talking about that, he just got his dog groomed.
Yo, this is the most Reuben has ever spoke, and it was
about porn. He's a sick man. You're a fucking sick man.
Yo.
Yeah, I got my dog.
And he was very passionate. You saw his hands?
Yeah.
I got my dog groomed today, and yo, he came home, and he's like a fucking tecato. He's just like sitting on the couch, staring at the couch. He's like nodding off on the couch. Like he wants to take a nap, and I try to like push him down to nap, and he doesn't want to go for it.
He's outside of his body right now.
Yo. Right now he's like, yo, I'm sick, Bob. That's wild. He sent the video. He sent it out.
Yeah, I saw it.
Bro, I just wanted to play really Aguanile or some sort of salsa in the background, like, cause he just
playing Aguanile is crazy. He's my man Hector right Lavoe now. Was on the drugs, bro.
I'm gonna listen to that on the plane on the way over there. You gotta get in the Puerto Rican spirit,
and then be like, "Yo, Gil, tell her that I want a sugar free
passion fruit
juice."
Nah, you gotta load up on the sugar when you're over there, bro.
Nah.
You gotta have map and
eat. Take it. Like, yeah,
you don't have spam?
It's not like they coat in the bending and fucking sugar.
They might as well be.
It's in coat.
I'm gonna go ham eating.
Yeah, that's what you
do. I have to. Like, yeah. That's real Puerto Rican food over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Exactly.
So even if you have like a burger, that's Puerto Rican food.
So Puerto
can't
so
wait to hit up
Puerto Rican.
Jesus,
and it's not a
wait,
hamburguesa. Wait. It's not hamburguesa. It's a un hamburger. Un hamburger.
Wait, yo. Speaking of McDonald's, girl.
Oh my fucking!
How
God,
did we almost forget about that?
We did until you mentioned it,
and I have it here.
That's the fragment.
So let me get into my story.
No, that's crazy.
Yo, that shit got.
Yo, I ordered McDonald's through Uber.
Yo, that's bone
through
marrow.
Seamless. And I'm fat, so no, if my crazy. I'm of the mindset if I'm gonna order McDonald's, I just order mad shit because I'm already gonna be charged like $20 for whatever. I'm
yeah, on. Yeah, me too.
So, I ordered their new chicken sandwich, which I heard it's comparable to Chick-fil-A.
How was it?
It was bad. But, and mind you, I try to give them the benefit of the doubt because I ordered at like 2 p.m. I figured it's not too late. It shouldn't be sitting. Yeah. It was still like.
It's old. A brand new item though.
Yeah,
so it shouldn't.
It was still sitting there. It came old. I paid like $7 for a McChicken, a very toasted McChicken. So I don't know. I don't want to give it another shot actually after what I'm going to get into. I also ordered their spicy nuggets.
They're back.
They are.
They're good. They're pretty good.
They're
spicy,
not
nuggets.
Spicy nuggets.
Compared yeah. Well, to Wendy's.
I mean, okay, but one if we don't compare, if we don't compare it, they're good. Yeah. Obviously, Wendy's got and Chick-fil-A got the best ones.
So one of the 10 came with a bone.
Nice.
I tweeted it. McDonald's never said anything.
Yeah, because they don't give a fuck. They got your
care.
Money
they're
already.
Like, whatever. You're alive. But I think this is crazy.
And I'm pretty sure somewhere in the fucking disclaimer on that box, it says that it may have a bone in it.
It may have a bone, right?
Yeah, they cover themselves with shit like that.
That's not, you hear that? I don't know.
At least you know it's chicken, bro.
That's the bone.
You're, at least you know you're getting real chicken and not like that gooey paste.
That's if that's a chicken bone.
Oh shit, it might be cat, son.
I love cats.
You might be eating Harvey, son.
That's wild.
Nah, that's crazy, bro.
That's nuts.
That's the type of shit that would make me never eat McDonald's again.
I probably, and it sucks because I really want to. But for that, if I really want that chicken sandwich like that, I'll just go to Chick-fil-A.
For a while when I was younger, I used to love like chicken nuggets. And for a while when I was younger, something happened like where I was eating a nugget and there was like this, it wasn't a bone, but there was like a hard, chewy piece inside of one of the nuggets, and I ended up like throwing up.
I
tried it. And I didn't have chicken
like the
nuggets. Grizzles?
Like the ligament. The yeah, like that part.
I don't know what the fuck it was. I was five. But after I had that shit, I didn't have nuggets for years until...
you didn't eat for years because that's all you fucking eat.
Yeah, no, I moved on to tenders at that point. I upgraded.
Oh, upgraded. He became an adult.
Yeah, but...
nuggets?
Tenders. But yeah, that shit happened. I don't know, bro. I wouldn't eat that shit again if I was you.
This is random. I know we don't have this on our agenda. We try to keep things, you know, organized. How do you guys feel about the movie theater opening back up? 25% capacity.
Listen, I don't think it's needed.
I'm good, but listen, Disney, please, can you just release Black Widow on Disney Plus? I'll pay $30. I don't want to go to the fucking movie theaters.
Oh, it's supposed to come out just for the movie.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out just the movie theaters. Like, I don't want to go to the movie theaters.
I know you love Marvel. I love Marvel too, but more like the aesthetics of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the story. I started WandaVision. I saw the first episode. I'm on the second episode. The first one, I was just confused the whole time because I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Got to the second, paused it. You know me.
When you're confused, though, like, just text me. Just be like, yo, fuck is going on
so
right now?
So the problem was then I went somewhere and said place that I went to, it was on. And I saw what's happening now, and I was like, fuck, now I got to watch this, because that looks
Because it looks good. Yeah, there you go.
Like, yeah, I was like, oh, this is getting good.
Sometimes reading spoilers or seeing a spoiler makes you want to go back and watch the whole shit.
Bro.
My girl has this thing where she reads the spoilers.
I do sometimes, too.
Before you see the movie?
Depends on what it is. If it's a Marvel movie, no, because I want to watch it the way it is. But there are sometimes, like, for some movies, I just want to know how the shit ends so I know how I get there.
You know,
that's a weird thing to do.
That's very weird.
You know those movies that start, that show you the ending, and then it goes 10 days before? That is my favorite shit because I'm so fascinated about, okay, how did they go from here to there?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes I'll read it.
So, I guess it's, when you put it like that, when they're purposely showing it to you that way, that's one thing. But when I sat for 2 hours and then at the end of the movie, it's like, this person was dead the whole time. I'm too fucking old for that shit. Like,
yeah, I don't like to be tricked.
I've been watching this shit for 2 hours. Now you're telling me she's not even really there. He was talking to himself the whole time. I'm too old for that shit.
But there's mad movies like that. Like, I feel like, especially now, movies want to, they either want to do a cliffhanger ending, or they want to do, like if you're watching a movie, right? Let's say they do this more with series. Let's say we're watching a series, and they're clearly building up to this thing. And then at the end, they say, no, fuck you guys, we're doing something else. I feel like that's bullshit. Yeah. Like, just do the thing that you were building up to. Because if you don't do it, then what was I watching this for? You know, like, have you guys seen Dexter?
Yeah.
Dexter did that. It should have ended with him either being killed or going to jail. Mm-hmm. They built up to that. He was almost caught a million times.
Mad times, yep.
Scot-free.
You know what?
With no explanation.
I liked Dexter, but I would, and this isn't no spoiler, Dexter's old as shit.
Yeah, 10 years. Watch that shit. It's fire.
I think I would have been fine if it would have ended right when they killed his girl. If they would have ended when they killed, I can't think of her name.
Rita.
When they killed Rita, bloody bathtub, son sitting there in blood.
Yo, because season one through four was fucking fire.
I would have been, I didn't need the, but it was fine.
Yeah, it dragged on a little after that.
Yeah, but there was a lot of filler.
There was a lot of good shit that happened.
His love interests were always fire. Hannah McKay is fire.
They were all fire, but crazy, son.
Yeah, they were crazy, but, you know.
But I'm glad that they're coming back. They're coming back for a new season, and they said, like, listen, we're going to kill. They basically told us, like, listen, we're going to try to finish this the way it should have been finished. But I know mad people that watched Game of Thrones didn't like how it ended. The fucking cast didn't like how it ended.
I don't like that time period. I don't watch
it. Me either. I don't watch that stuff. I'm just saying, like, if you build up to something, once they start talking like, come hither, whatever, I'm gone.
Thy Lord.
Die.
Thy Lord.
Die. Dick dies.
I'm gone. Like, my mind doesn't work no more.
Come if thou body. Adi, adi, adi. Yeah, I can.
Yeah, yo. But yeah, watch WandaVision, yo. It's fire.
There's what?
You like Marvel movies?
Yeah, but I'm not going to watch that.
Watch it, bro. Legit, the 9 episodes are like 3 hours long.
Bro, I couldn't get through 20 minutes past the Biggie documentary. Okay. And I like
that's true.
And it was. There's no way I'm going to get through, what is it, 9 episodes of black and white TV? I'm good.
No, black and white. It's, I'll give you the gist, right? So that.
The gist.
We're not on that game show.
I want Ruben be watching on porn.
The first like 5 episodes go through like each decade of television. So like
60s, 70s.
Yeah, and then episode 5, episode 3, they explain what's going on. And you find out why it's shot that way. So it's pretty good. I'll tell you guys would enjoy it.
So start at episode 3.
Watch episode 1.
That's funny.
Episode 1 is like 20 minutes, yo. Like, it's so easy to get through.
Like an hour.
You have the attention span of like newborns, yo. I do. Both of y'all. Bro, and y'all bald like newborns, yo. And y'all mad cuddly like newborns.
Yo, bro. I do. It's like if it doesn't grasp my attention all the way through, I'm either all the way in it, or if I'm halfway, I'm gone. Like,
yeah, I've watched you fall asleep like a Tecato during movies.
Yeah. But scary movies, I'm with it. And they always end so stupid, but the suspense and all that, I'm with it. I love it. I'm here for all of it. It could be the worst movie. If it's some sort of scary movie, I'm into it.
Yeah.
I think it's the music, and it, you know, keeps me like, oh, yo, turn around. Like,
my shit is comedies. I like comedies.
I like comedies too. But I like very stupid comedies. Like, you know, Super Bad, Knocked Up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want to be
those
like.
Those are good comedies.
They're good, but I mean, to some people, it's. I'm not going to say it's smart comedy, but I don't like. Actually, I guess that would be smarter comedy than like. Like, I fucking hate Kevin Hart movies. Like, I feel like his shit is too, like, there. You know, like, the joke is right there. And we know what the joke is, and he said it. Yeah. We go, okay, like, haha. But, yeah, I like
Will Ferrell movies.
I love Will Ferrell movies.
Yeah, Will Ferrell's good.
Seth Rogen. Yeah. I love that shit.
They need to come up with something, like, soon. Like, I feel like it's been long. And
I mean, the pandemic, bro.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
He did say they had a story for Old School, like a...
Like a spin-off. Is it
Old School or... No, for...
Isn't Wedding Crashers?
Wedding Crashers, yeah. For another Wedding Crashers. That'd be cool, but what they do is, like, because it's so popular, they kind of scale back the raunchiness of it.
Yeah.
And it's not as funny. It's like Dumb and Dumber, when they had the sequel.
Yeah.
They kind of scaled back on, like, you know, the funniness. Like, what was funny about it was that they were both stupid.
Yeah.
They kind of tried to scale back as much as possible to not offend anyone. But
and
it's
then
like,
at that point, it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? The movie is stupid. It's two stupid dudes.
We're in bad times where I get it. Like, you know, you don't want to offend anyone. But it's like, it's also, you're so close to the edge of either offending someone where... It's like, is there anything that's even funny anymore? Because you can't really say much. I feel like you got to kind of walk on eggshells with a lot of things.
But I feel like if it's not funny, then it's offensive. Like, if you're going to say something offensive, the shit better be
If it doesn't hurt anyone, it's not funny.
It better be hit. It better hit. No, but there's been like this funny shit that, you know, is obviously offensive, but it's not offensive only because it's just mad funny. You know what I mean? But yeah, people are a little overly sensitive.
Yeah.
Like I watched someone in the WandaVision show. There's a character, Monica Rambeau. She has a nice little subplot in the show. I'm not going to spoil it at all. But they were upset how her character didn't get didn't really have a voice in the finale. And I'm just like, but the show's called WandaVision.
Yeah.
Like it's not about her at all.
She's just an extra.
She has a subplot that looks like it's going to obviously lead to something else in another movie, but the fucking show is called WandaVision.
Yeah.
This is about Wanda and Vision. That's it.
That's it.
Everyone else's subplot doesn't fucking matter, honestly. But they went nuts at how, like...
People just can't take shit for what it is, though.
Yeah, It was a weird read.
Like, if I'm like, yo, I have M&M peanuts there, and then, like, you look it, or I put it in a bowl, and you're like... Damn, you don't have, like, where's the red ones? These are all just yellow and, like, I don't fucking know. I don't paint them. Like, I
only paint and they all taste toast. And they all taste the same.
Yeah, like I think people care about some things that just aren't that important. Like,
you ever look at the comments on Twitter when someone says, like, this happens especially for wrestling, when someone says, yo, I don't fucking like this wrestler. The next comment is someone like, what are you talking about, bro? They're the best fucking wrestler in the world. And it's like, yo, relax, relax and get some bitches, my guy. Like, what are you talking about? Right? What are you, relax, it's dude. Like,
you know that this wrestler, that's a character.
Yeah, like I don't like him. You like him, cool.
It's like, if I see him in the street, I'm going to really say something to him. Like, and he's just going to look at you like, yo, dude, like.
Relax. Like you know my name. You know my name is not really Edge, right?
You know my mother didn't name me Edge. You know my. That's fucking nuts, bro. Yeah, people. I don't know, man. People are a little off.
Someone told me like, I have a group chat with a bunch of dudes, a bunch of my guy friends. We talk shit back and forth. A lot of them are much younger though, like 24, 25. So they start talking about, like, hip-hop or whatever.
Oh, God.
You know me. I really don't like much that... Like, not to say that I don't like much. I'm not a fan of really anybody that's come out in the last couple years.
I don't blame you.
So he tells me that I've aged out of hip-hop, one of the guys. That shit got me so mad because I'm like, but I still listen to hip-hop. Like, if Jay-Z comes out with something. Like, in the last couple years... Good hip hop albums have come out.
Yeah.
And I listen. I'm sorry. I don't listen to Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Dicky, Lil Durky, whoever. Like the Lils, I don't listen to.
Lil Dicky's all right, though.
I don't listen to Lil Dicky.
His name is weird, so I don't even want to get to.
Have you seen his show?
I heard his show was funny. Dave?
His show
was I'm going to watch the show.
Funny.
Yeah, I heard
very the show funny. Funny. Like, you don't have to be, like, into the music to watch the show and be like, this fucking dude is hilarious. Like, yeah. It's funny.
But we've talked about that shit. Like, the music now, it sounds low quality.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds bad. Like, when you listen to the music in your headphones, it sounds like
screeching. I mean, because a lot of these dudes are recording how we're recording.
Maybe that's my headphone.
It could be the headphones.
Nah, I got the Bose, baby.
But it could be the Bose.
You bought it on Wish?
No, fuck no. I would never.
It was like, it was $29.99, free shipping. It took 3 months.
It's got to be the good ones. These are it.
But yeah, that shit is very low quality music coming out right now. Did you hear the Bruno Mars song, though?
I didn't. You told me it was good.
Oh, we're going to listen to it right after this.
I don't like Bruno Mars.
Wait, what? Explain.
I don't like any of his music.
He's the original Coke Boy. Explain.
That's fine. I just don't like his voice.
Damn. Why don't you? Why don't
I learned like something new about you every time.
I don't.
Would you catch a grenade for me, bro?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You wouldn't catch a grenade for me?
No, but
would you swat it out the way at least?
I might swat it, but I ain't catching it. First of all, if I catch the grenade, that would mean that you're close enough to me that it would injure both of us.
Oh, shit. He hit you with logic.
That's wild.
He's right.
First of all, why are people throwing grenades at me? I
don't know. Why did we play Call of Duty all day. Do I ever catch the grenade in there?
Yo, just press R2. No. Throw it back.
Yo, you always panic. You see the little hand symbol?
I never get to throw it back.
Every time I throw it, it blows up still close enough to kill me. Yeah. It blows up in my face. That doesn't work. Oh, yo, man. My man's name is Yadong. We're watching the UFC also right now. Yadong.
We should one day do like a UFC
commentary
live,
thing.
Live watch. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Not tonight though. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. We about to get some food.
Yeah, we about to get some food. This is we had an hour and 10 minutes. This shit felt like nothing, B.
Yo. There that goes. Beautiful.
Yeah, we about to wrap this shit up.
Little episode in.
Before we forget, let's do what we fucking hate.
Oh yeah, yeah, let's do it. You guys
started
start
on that too. But
yeah. I have one, and it happened this week. I don't like to talk about work, but it happened at work.
Yeah, he said this like every podcast he said it at least once.
I got to mention that. So I'm sitting in my office, and I hear this girl. We gave out like free cookies to all the employees or whatever, right? They said like the name of the company, or thank you, yada, yada. So they gave out these cookies to all the employees, and I hear the girl opening the cookie, and she's like, I think these cookies are stale. So I'm listening to her, and she's like, these are the cookies they give diabetics.
What? This is certain cookie for diabetics?
It's a sugar cookie. I don't know what the fuck she meant by that, but
she meant like, that you like, ordered the cookies, diabetes,
and I don't know what she was talking about.
So she's like talking shit about the cookie. She takes a bite out of it. Somebody's like, how's the cookie? She's like, ah, it's disgusting. And she throws the cookie out. And you hear the cookie hit the trash can because it was a hard-ass cookie.
Wait, so it was trash?
It was a horrible cookie.
Okay.
But that's not the reason. What I fucking hate is ungrateful people. So you got a free fucking cookie that you didn't know you were going to get as a thank you gesture. And you still complain about the fucking cookie. Either don't eat it, say thank you, or just fucking don't accept it. Just say, oh, no, thank you, I'm good.
I'm good.
Like, it's fine.
It's not like you at a Spanish person's house and
you denied a plate.
And
yeah.
Like, oh, como.
Yeah, so I just hate ungrateful people.
I don't know.
What about you?
I kind of disagree.
You disagree?
With you, yeah.
You would have complained about the fucking cookies?
I disagree because...
You a bitch, Rick.
No. I disagree because you know what it is? Sometimes I don't know what kind of employee she is, so I can't talk about her.
I don't
know
either. She's not my employee.
But sometimes you work at a company and you're doing so fucking much and like the gestures that they give you.
She's a new hire.
Be a fucking cookie. You
know
what I'm
saying?
She's
a new hire, bro.
Oh, she's a new hire?
Yeah.
Like, oh, so what the fuck is she complaining about?
Yeah.
Like, if it was me and I'm at the company, it's been a couple years, and you give me a fucking cookie, and at that, the cookie is stale, and we're in a pandemic, and I still got to come into the office, listen, I'm going to be tight about this fucking cookie. I'm going to be upset at the cookie.
I can see that, but
I can see Rick telling me.
But she's new?
She's new, so I can't say that. Right. Yeah.
You are completely right, then. I agree.
So I can see Rick, like, it's prepackaged cookies, but somewhere in a factory, they're like, take his out a little earlier. We don't want his to be hard. He works hard for us. Nah. Make sure his cookie is right.
I would have, even if the cookie tastes good, I'm like, damn, son, like, I'm cookie. Risking COVID every day coming here.
You know what?
And they gave me a cookie, bro.
I don't like to talk about it either, but I'm going to, because I don't have a, you know what, what I fucking hate, but right now is the status of my job. I'm gonna just fucking come out and say it. Like, I feel like they were like on my dick basically when I'm in the office and from home. And I get it, I'm mad lazy from home, but it's like from home it's like, oh, fuck this guy, we don't really need him anyway. And I feel like that. Got my review. My review was shit. My performance was shit, but a lot of people's was. And they just like, it felt like very, very like, whatever. Next per, but you know what? And it's like, when you look at that, it's like, that's nuts. Cause when I'm in the, when I walk into that office, it's like, they call me Gigi cause of my initials. Everything's Gigi. Oh, or there's times where I have people watching me work because they know I, you know, I follow all the guidelines. I do everything, you know. Oh, if he watches this person, they're going to be a good representative for the company. Then you get home, pandemic happens, shit's fucked up, your numbers are fucked up, and it's like, oh, you're not doing good.
But, you know, like, during a pandemic, they need to adjust the numbers. Like, oh, no, that has to.
Oh,
if you're not doing,
like,
if you're not doing,
right,
the,
back to like a normal.
If you're not outside doing the same work, the number should be adjusted. You know what I mean?
Everything's messed up, man. But yeah. But like I said, you know, I told my boss. I told her, I was like, I know you're gonna let me go. So.
And that's crazy.
She looked at me like, I never met a guy like this before.
It turns me on. Man.
That's how she.
Hopefully
at
they
me
don't. Hopefully, you know.
And
something changes.
A part of me is like, if you do, do it while they're giving this extra money.
Oh, that's well, a fact.
That's all I'm saying.
That's a big fact.
Listen, because I look at the bigger picture, and yeah, I would hate to not have my job. Like, yeah, I'm saying that, and I'm joking, but who wants to be let go from their job? But at the same time, it's like, I look at the fact that when the pandemic started, yo, there's people that are losing family members, bro. So, like essentially, fuck this job. Like, to be stressed over it?
Yeah, I can't. Of course.
The working from home, like you said in the last thing, it takes a fucking toll on you.
It does. It does.
Ruben goes to work, though.
Yeah,
every day.
I report
like,
it.
Like nothing ever happened.
I take the express bus, so I'm good. I don't take the train with civilians.
Wow. With civilians.
Jesus.
Yo, bro, they stopping you at Rite Aid. I'm taking the express. We big. Yeah, I can't take the train.
There. Yeah.
Man, ain't shit happening for me. I just be home.
He's like, I like it.
I'm going to keep my, you know what I fucking hate at work, too? Because of y'all. I hate when someone's been at a company for 20 years, mm-hmm, right? And they don't know what the fuck they're doing still.
Yo,
how has this person been employed this long? Hey, veteran of this job, why are you asking me fucking questions? And I've been here 2 years.
Yeah.
Why are you asking me questions? Why am I helping you? Like, I'm not helping you.
But that's me now.
I cut that shit from the tail. Like, there's no, I'm not helping you.
Is it
don't
somebody
ask me
on
a question
the same level as you, or is it like somebody higher than you?
Same level, but also I don't like people that are. It doesn't happen at my job now a lot, but in my old job it happened a lot. Like, why is a supervisor or some or you know, a team leader or supervisor asking me a question or asking me to do something that you know you're supposed to know how to do this shit?
Yeah.
So I like, don't ask me. I can questions actually answer that.
Answer that.
Well, not the one. If they're on the same level and they're doing the same thing day in and day out and they've been there forever, then obviously they need to know the same fucking thing as you. But like, I could see the supervisor one, because the supervisor is no longer doing the job day in and day out necessarily.
Oh, wait.
So I don't know how your job exactly is, but
so I agree with you.
Okay.
But what they would ask is supervisor shit.
Oh, all right, that's different.
Yeah, that's the
that they knew I knew how to do, so they'd ask. Listen, no, I'm not doing that shit. You should know how to do this shit.
My job is writing people up because they're forgetting every day to fill out their COVID. There's a COVID questionnaire.
Oh, we have the same thing.
How do you forget to fucking do that?
It should be at your startup. As soon as you turn on your laptop, you should fucking know. Like, yo,
put an alarm clock.
It's the first thing you see in your email.
Mine's pops up and it says, "Have you filled it out yet?" And I'm like, "Oh shit, no. Let me do it."
I have Ruben telling me that he doesn't do it. He's turning colors.
But he does the writing up, so it don't fucking matter.
He writes people up for doing what he doesn't do. He's like, you know what? This is your second warning. I'm writing this for both of us.
And then he goes, shit, I ain't do mine. Let me
do mine now. Oh, you reminded me. That's fucking hilarious, bro. That's fucked up. That's that power shit. Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's crazy. It'd be crazy out here in these streets. But yeah, let's wrap this up.
All right, yeah. That was a good pod, man. That was nice, man. I had a lot of fun.
Nice seeing you guys, you know, from 1 week to the next.
That was, yeah. Yeah. You know. This is going to release a little later, though, but still, it was nice.
We'll drop a little teaser to it.
We'll drop a tease. And we're gonna give you that link for Gil's OnlyFans.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying? He's showing Bean.
Oh, send the Pornhub link to the show.
He's showing Gil is showing Bean.
Yo.
On there. $5 to unlock.
I got the shadow, the default, and then when you pay, it's like, damn, nigga, I paid.
And then when you pay, it's just him in the thong, yo. It's gonna be crazy.
Yo, I wonder how many people will pay for that.
Yo, facts.
Yo, probably.
Would you do an OnlyFans page just with like one picture to see?
Why not?
Yo, what if you get like thousands of dollars?
Why not? We be your managers. Pimps, I mean managers.
Listen, yeah. I'm good with Photoshop. I could look like whatever I want to look like on OnlyFans.
We'll manage your portfolio.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, let's get it done.
Cool, we're going to manage your portfolio. Call me Bella Thorne. We out here.
Yo, this is episode 5. Signing out. It's Gil.
Ruben.
Rick Fury. We out.
All right, man.